Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve.
Welcome to World Cup Report, episode 39. I'm Tim Lyons, or Vitamin T, and with me, as always, and even here when I'm not here, is Steve Kilowoggy Campbell.
The omnipresent and all-lasting Kilowoggy.
That's right, the terra firma of all the podcasts.
This is World Cup Report Alicante.
Fair enough.
You gotta throw in Alicante. That's the fun part.
Fair enough. You're right. And Alicante was fun,
as we said. Freaking blast. The whole thing.
Yeah. The other day, and many times since, my daughter's like, I want to go back to Spain. I hate it here.
I mean, technically, I traveled to Spain. I mean, not technically traveled to. I was born in Spain, but I left at 6 weeks. So I never got the opportunity to internationally travel until the last World Cup. And all my other siblings, all three of them, you know, they traveled other countries and had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had that, and I always missed out. So I'm glad to be actually finally recapturing that, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, going internationally is just such a trip. It's awesome.
It's amazing. So, we're back. We're going to discuss actually our performance and the squad performance in this episode. Get kind of into the event itself and what all went on. And we'll kind of discuss some more, you know, opinions and improvements and other stuff in another episode. But this is just going to be primarily our results and thoughts, I think.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Indeed.
But, okay, if you do want to know more about our experiences and our travels, we have not recorded the Both Down episode yet. That should be coming shortly, hopefully.
Yes, and we put out the Three Die Block episode yesterday.
Yep.
About that. So
I was going to listen to it yesterday, but then I was like, I don't want to influence my recordings of the other podcasts.
Sure. Yeah.
So I don't want,
and that ended up long.
I don't want to hear
2 hours of food talk.
Yeah, as I say, I don't want to hear Drew yelling about me for 2 hours and then having to justify my existence further on. But, no. Overall, everything went extremely well. Everyone had a blast. We've talked about a performance before, but let's just go ahead and start with opening night. Because I got there, like, Michael and I drove in, parked the car, got to the Airbnb, which was amazing, and right off the dock. Dropped our bags, and then we walked over to the docks for the opening ceremony.
Yes, and I only got there like 4 or 5 hours before that, so
okay,
not much before you. We like did lunch and checked out the town a little bit and went right to that.
And that was fine.
Yeah.
So ultimately, if you don't know, if you weren't there, we basically got together at the docks, and the organizers said hello. The ref said hello, and the committee for Alicante said hello. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind it being short. That was fine to me. It was cool to, you know, be there in that giant mass of, like, so many Blood Bowl coaches.
Yeah.
A thousand people was very cool.
It was too many people. That was my problem.
Too many people, yeah.
we got there a little after, you know, it was already completely packed by the time we got there.
Yeah.
So we were kind of on the edge, and then as soon as it was done,
to the throng.
Yeah, as soon as it was done, we just like bolted for a restaurant. Like, we're done.
Right. Yeah.
But that was nice. Got to see all the people involved, and there was a little drone flying around that they kept yelling at because they can't have a drone.
Yeah, apparently that's illegal there or something.
Weird. I don't know. But okay.
Yeah. So yeah, the drone was a whole big thing. That was like the drone delay was longer than the whole event.
Pretty much, yes. I don't really have much to take away from that. Do you?
No. Nope. It was pretty nondescript.
Yeah. Next day, you guys took the bus. Michael and I drove in.
Yes.
And we got stuck in a long line. Did you guys get there before us? Yeah. It wasn't too bad, but it was... definitely had us questioning things because it was a super long line and had to scan everything. Then we went and picked up our items. Yep. And then we went to our table and we got to play our first game, which was against Ordo Fanaticus?
Yeah, Ordo Fanaticus, I think.
Ordo Fanaticus. Okay.
Another team from the U.S., from, I think, the Pacific Northwest, like Oregon area, mostly, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew Jason Weaver from that. I don't think I know anyone else from there.
Sure. I know definitely, like, looking over their coaches, there are guys who've done stuff like One West Coast Quake and played in Spike with good results and mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, good finishes in West Coast tournaments. So certainly not no slouch team.
Well, I'll go ahead and go first. I played against Burke, and he played Norse, so it was a mirror match. I did receive the ball, which was nice, and it was raining, which was not so nice. And then it rioted. And then he just started proceeding to knock my people down. I failed to pick up the ball. He had two beer boars, and they failed. Actually, sorry, I knocked three of his people down and stunned his Yeti. I took notes, and I'm trying to remember what they are. but then I failed the pickup. He did his beer boars. They failed, which from what I've seen so far, beer boars do not appear to be great.
I mean, their ability doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
It's more them being cheap and able to move around and foul. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
He was unfortunately able to casually my Orph Runner. So like basically two turns in, I'm down an Orph Runner.
Yeah.
I did get the ball. He tried the boar again, failed. I started working down the left side, did not have a great protection. His Yeti failed, but he still casualtied a lineman. So he wasn't able to hit me with the Yeti, but he still casualtied another person. My next turn, I moved up some. I tried to do a one die block to get some positioning and ended up casualtying myself.
Ugh.
So that was fun. Then he hits my ball carrier, stuns me, gets the ball in the rain, no problem. He didn't have any issue getting it. I finally casualtied a guy. He had an apothecary but didn't use it. I don't know why exactly. I guess he probably expected me to do more casualties and jokes on him there.
Yeah, I didn't count on you just doing one.
Yeah. I tried to dodge into his tackle zone to hit the ball carrier, end up failing. Then he crowd surfed a guy and KO'd him, which shouldn't happen, but it does. I tried to dodge away and hit the ball carrier and failed. And then he ended up scoring on the last turn of the first half. So second half, he started his turn with a skull. I was like, great, I've got a chance. And I was able to casualty one of his Valkyries. My Yeti decided to fail, and I was unable to pick up the ball. I was, on my next turn, able to use my Yeti to knock a beer boar into a ball and KO'd it, and the ball stayed by the Yeti. So I thought, it's by a Yeti, it's in the rain, this is going to be good. Now he just gets in there, picks up the ball, and dodges out, no problem.
Oh, nailed it for the five.
Yeah. I used a Valkyrie to one die his Yeti and push him, which was nice. And then he ended up going for it and re-rolling a block and a casualty another guy. So four casualties on my end now. I did get a chance to blitz the ball carrier, knock the ball out, pert the Orph Runner next to it, and my Valkyrie is free downfield. His Yeti fails again. I KO'd a lineman. I tried to get the ball and failed. So he skulled out on a blitz to my Valkyrie. Then he blitzed the Berserker off the ball, failed the pickup again. Excuse me, I blitzed his Berserker off the ball. I failed the pickup again. And he blitzes with his Orph Runner, pushes onto the ball, and the Orph Runner gets it.
Ugh.
And I'm unable to do anything. So all I had to do was pick up the ball one of those times. And yeah, it's raining, I get it, but I could have, if I remember correctly, I should have been able to walk and hand off the ball to my Valkyrie, or at worst, try to pass it and get it down there. But yeah, couldn't do anything, so he He had 4 casualties. I had 2, but one of those was just a bore. I got a 9. Mm. 1 touchdown to nothing. And that was my first match, and I didn't feel great.
Yeah. Yep. Honestly, a similar story. In fact, I played against Frostitute, who was playing Imperial Nobility.
Frostitute?
That's his NAF name.
That's a great name.
Yeah, I like it, right? Yeah. I won the toss, so I kicked to him, which I did most of the tournament if I won. Early in that drive, his Ogre had a couple of boneheads in the first few turns, and that, you know, obviously is a big help. There was an early turn where I cashed one of his linemen, KO'd another, so he kind of set up against the sidelines since he was down a couple of guys. And I had kind of a critical point here where I had a 2-die block to push a bodyguard out of the way, and if I could knock that guy down, then I could blitz the ball with the Rat Ogre and maybe surf him.
Oh, nice.
But I just got a push, and I re-rolled it and got another push because of the stand firm, so I couldn't get him out of the way. So then he ended up casualtying a couple of my players during the rest of the drive, but I still did knock the ball out. But then I failed a dodge to get to the ball, even with the re-roll. He ended up getting it, picked it up with his sure hands, and then he handed it off and used his catch, and he set up a few squares out from the end zone. So I blitzed the ball with my strip ball gutter runner, and I actually got double pows, knocked down his block dodge knight. So then I'm able to pick up the ball, and I have it on kind of a gutter runner around midfield at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to set up a 3-die block on my gutter runner, sort of has 2 guys right in front of me, but then realizes the knight he was going to blitz me with was 1 square too far away, so he couldn't do it. So instead, he just like completely surrounded me and doesn't blitz that guy. So I don't really have anybody else I can really get over there to clear these guys off. So I just decide to do like the dodge for a 4 with dodge in the middle, and then dodge for a 3, dodge for a 2. And if I can get that stuff, I can run all the way upfield out of his range.
Yeah.
And I make the 4, but then I failed the 3 with a reroll. So I can't do it. And he's able to pick the ball back up then, and goes for like a long pass for a touchdown because it's turn 8, but it fails. It was also sunny, so that helped there. He'd knocked down my only scoring threat I had, so even I couldn't score on turn 8 either. So it's 0-0 at the half, and he kicks to me. So we kind of shift back and forth for a few turns, and about middle of the half, I get a gutter runner a few squares out from touchdown with some guys around him, and I tie up all of his other players. But he dodges out a bodyguard away from my Rat Ogre for the 4 and blitzes me down with wrestle. So then he makes a few other rolls and gets the ball, picks it up. I'm able to blitz the ball back out again, and I get it on my block dodge gutter runner again near the end zone. But he dodges out and blitzes me and open stars him, gets the ball back. So then I blitz the Rat Ogre next to his ball carrier, but he gets away from him. And he's got it kind of set up near midfield. So I try to blitz the ball with the Rat Ogre again, but I can't get anybody by him. And he fails the savagery roll, so he doesn't get to. Then I try and dodge out another guy to get kind of in front of him, but I fail. He moves into range of being able to score. And I have one more time where I can try and dodge a guy out for a 3 and hit his block dodge knight, you know, on like a 1-die, not a great play, but I failed the dodge for a 3 anyway, and he walks in for the 1-0 win.
Ugh.
He also outcashed me 4-2, so we had the, in fact, exact same result. But this game was, like, so close to that I could have won.
Yeah.
But instead, it was a loss. Like, not even a draw.
Yeah, but and our
is what it is.
Our squad went 3-3-4 draw. So if either one of us had gotten a draw, we would have won that round.
Yes, even the draw. Yeah, we would have won that round.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
So that
and
was.
We were at I think we started at table 128, right?
Yep. Yeah, we did.
So that was, you know, kind of far back enough. That's like a table number I never wanted to see again the whole tournament if we could help it. Just like keep moving up from there.
Right. We did go up to table 85.
Yes.
And we got to play a Spanish team, Averno Legends.
Yes.
On this one, I got to play someone whose name was Sarah Connor. That's her NAF name.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
She's played Wood Elves. and she was, as we found out, tricked into playing the tournament.
Yes, by the person I played, who was her sister.
And this was, I think, the woman you played was the girlfriend or wife of the guy who does Dirty Market, those
yes,
dice
right.
cups.
Yeah, and she had an amazing one. I mean, she was playing Lizardmen. She had like this really awesome Lizardmen die cup. I mean, their stuff's awesome.
I will absolutely be getting a kick-ass dice cup made from him eventually, because his work is just phenomenal.
Yeah. And they were a super fun team, I thought. I don't know. Yeah. They were the most fun team we played the whole tournament to me.
This was a little frustrating because my opponent had a very minimal grasp of English.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I kept trying to use like the app to, you know, show stuff. And not only that, she was not great because I think she was new to the game.
Yeah.
So I had some issues there, but
You didn't have the common language of Blood Bowl in common either.
Yeah.
So made it harder.
Especially one time she tried to do a handoff and I thought she was doing a throw. So I was expecting her to do another roll and it's like,
oh.
But that's okay. I'll go through this one pretty quick. She won the kickoff. She chose to kick, so I received again, which I did almost every single game because I thought, hey, I can get some casualties or get people down and do well. Got a quick snap. It allowed me to hit five people. I knocked down four of those five people, and I got no armor breaks. Not a single one.
Yeah.
So I was able to get the ball, moved up. You know, no rain this time, so it made it much easier. She got up and moved onto the ball carrier. Didn't blitz me, just moved on. So then I was able to knock down four people, stun two of them this time. She, for not being great, she had the perfect team for not being great, because she had wood elves. So her dodging in and out was a lot easier than it should have been.
Yeah, if you're going to dodge too much,
having
it be with wood elves is best.
Yeah, so she went after the ball pretty well, but she's only able to get one die block and didn't do anything, just kind of pushed me. So I was able to keep knocking people down. I finally got a KO. But again, this is after knocking down probably 10 people. I got a KO. I ended up moving up to the middle. She put a tackle zone around me. She kept going for the ball, and she finally knocked it out. But I was able to get it back and go downfield because she was going for the ball but not protecting the other people to keep me from getting the ball. So I was able to get it go downfield. And then I kind of went to the sidelines trying to goad her in, and I did. And since I have a whole bunch of frenzy, I was able to surf three people.
Whoa.
And I got no injuries.
Yeah.
I don't even think I got
still
a knockout.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
But even with those off and like the KO and all this, I couldn't stall as much as I wanted to because she kept going after the ball. She was very determined to just keep dodging in and making it and getting hits on me. So I scored on turn 7. She got a high kick, but she was already underneath it, so it wasn't really beneficial. I was able to finally casually a lineman against her, but then she did for me as well. So, like, I knock down, 15 people. I get one casually. She knocks down three and gets one. So second half comes around. Got a perfect defense. She did a two-die uphill. I told her she could take it back because she didn't realize what was going on. And she didn't want to. And she got pushes, so she lucked out there. But she'd failed to pick up the ball. I put people on the ball and on her other people, basically going, if you want a ball, you got to dodge into tackle zones and try to pick it up in the tackle zone. My Yeti got a casualty on a lineman, and she was able to get the ball. And she walked down the field, and I was getting kind of annoyed. But I was able to knock the ball out. I was able to get the ball. I made sure to cage up. I just moved downfield slowly. I made it to where basically I had like a double cage going on to where there was no chance for her getting in. I was able to KO a War Dancer, I just kept securing the cage and grinded down the field and scored on the last play. So I ended up winning 2-0. Only 4 casualties for me, 1 for her. So still, not a lot of casualties. Not really digging it.
I mean, you can't be down about 4. It's decent.
With as many people as I was knocking down and pushing out, it really felt like I should do more. But sure. Again, 2-0 win, I'll take it. No problem.
Yeah. The coach I was playing against was named Eris, and she was playing Lizardman team. And I thought she played very well the whole match. It was pretty typical first drive, a kick to her. She kind of just slowly, moved the cage up the field. I tried to pick off some skanks, but it never really worked. Around turn 6 or so, she was getting into range of a score. So I set up kind of a lot of defense around her and try and blitz into the cage to strip the ball out, but I'd fall over. But it threatened her enough that she scores on her turn 7. So now I have 2 turns to score, which is a lot easier than trying a 1-turner.
Yeah.
So I move, my guys, so I have 3 or 4 in scoring range. And she sets up a pretty good defense, but I blitz the Kroxiger out of the way, and I end up getting a KO on him.
Nice.
Which is very nice. So then I'm able to try like a go for it, pass for a 2, catch for a 2, dodge for a 3, dodge for 2, go for it twice for touchdown. There's a lot of rolls, but I did have like 2 or 3 rerolls available, so pretty doable.
Yeah.
And end up tied at the half. Then the Kroxer didn't come back for the second half, which is awesome. So I kind of like played it slow with the idea of hoping to score on turn 8.
Mm-hmm.
I have a move that I thought was pretty cool where I was able to like push. I set up a push on a Saurus with a gutter runner so that I could frenzy that Saurus out of bounds with the Rat Ogre.
Oh, nice.
So that was nice. I do end up just scoring on turn 8 to go up 2-1. So she thinks, she basically says it's over. And I was like, well, if you concede, it's minus 10 points. So we need to play the last turns.
So you don't tell people that.
What?
You don't tell people that. You just take it.
It's minus 10 points for her personal score.
Oh, no. I just mean you're like, okay, well, I guess we're done.
It didn't seem right to me.
I understand. Yeah.
So, so then I kick off and it's a riot, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
So then she does have the 2 turns to try and tie it up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is the one match I had that ran out of time. So we ran out of time during her. So she gets like the ball upfield with the skink and a Saurus near it. And then we did run out of time during that her turn 7. So, but we ended up playing it out. Because of the language thing, I'm not 100% sure we were on the same page of that the game was definitely already over.
Oh,
but anyway, I blitzed the ball out from her skink, who was upfield, but it bounced onto the Saurus, who was by it, and he caught it.
God.
Fortunately, it was the Frenzy Saurus. She had 5 block and 1 Frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of tied him up and blocked him off a little bit, but she dodged him out for the 5. And then blitzed an opening, pushing my guy out of the way, and could have, moved upfield and gone for it twice to score, except for it was the Frenzy guy, which she forgot. So he had to follow up, and then it was into a 2-die, my choice block, and he sculled out. So,
yeah.
Holding on for the 2-1 win, even though time had expired. So, but this it was exciting end.
This is too big a tournament to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Our squad, look.
I said during that match, that turn, that you can play this out, but we're already done, and the game's already over. So.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. I still don't know if it was 100% clear, but I did say that.
Right. So. I gotcha.
Yeah.
The squad got 3 wins, you, me, and Drew. And then we had 2 losses and 1 draw.
Yeah.
So we won that round.
Yes.
Which put us up round 3. I don't have what table I was at.
Table 50 is what I have down.
Okay, so, cool.
And we ended up, that was the first time we were like in the front section of tables where like after the last, row of cross traffic. So mm-hmm. to me, that was like the break point of where I felt like, we're in the like higher end tables at table 50.
Yeah, for sure.
Mentally, at least. I mean, it's the top 100 teams, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. This was another Spanish squad. Bill Bally staff feats forfer.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I played Tybalt, who had Chaos Renegades. He was a super nice guy. I think he was filling in for someone. I think he was like the seventh guy. So like he was playing when someone else didn't play. I'm not exactly sure. Seemed kind of weird. Super nice guy. Didn't even ask. Like, we didn't even roll for kickoff. He's just like, you want to receive? And I was like, yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
And he's like, okay, go ahead. I was like, okay, thanks. Again, thinking I should receive to hit people and try to take people out because I know my armor is squishy.
Sure.
So got a riot. So it's turn two immediately. The ball went out of bounds. I gave it to my Valkyrie. I moved left. My Yeti failed to activate. He, for the most part, this whole tournament was amazing on moving, less so on attacking. His first turn, he goes through tackle zones and hits the ball carrier with one die and pals him.
With the elf or something?
I don't remember, honestly. Either probably. Way. Wow. And okay. Got a casualty.
Ugh.
So, straight off, that would have been my wrestle, most likely, yeah. My wrestle Valkyrie, and so gone. And then my next turn, I stunned his ogre, so that was nice. But then his turn, he'd knocked down four people and stunned every single one of them. So I tried moving up the sideline, but I had too few people to protect me safely. He's able to maneuver, cancel the tackle zones. Then he blitzes the ball carrier and gets him out of bounds. So the ball goes 10 squares towards my end zone. I had nobody over there. My Yeti decides to double skull and screw up my turn. He stalls at the end zone. I send people down to try just like anything. I'm just throwing bodies. I tried to dodge into two tackle zones for a hit on the ball carrier. I failed and ended up casualty myself. This is when I found out that all casualties counted, which we didn't
know. Yeah, this was the round where I found that out, too.
Because I think I told you because you were playing next to me.
Yeah, yes.
I was like, did you know this? This isn't right. This sucks. So I wasn't able to do anything to stop him. On his turn, he ends up casualing a lineman. And then he scored on turn 8. Kickoff, turn 8, fine, nothing. Goes
yeah,
to his
he sharked you with that receive.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. This time, ball goes to his end zone. He's able to pick up, no problem. He blitzed his Rat Ogre. Or I blitzed his Rat Ogre, no armor break. He cages and just starts walking downfield. I'm able to get a shot on the ball carrier if I dodge into one tackle zone, and I failed and casualtyed myself, or KO'd myself, not a casualty this time. Then on his turn, he casualtyed my Valkyrie with the leader, with his troll. So now both Valkyries are gone. And he basically just walked down the pitch. I kept trying to throw people at him, couldn't do anything. He scored on turn 6. Only way on my turn was to throw a long pass. If it was accurate, I could have caught it and ran, but I failed the catch. And then he ended the game with another casualty. It ended up being 2-0 him, 6 casualties for him, 0 Ouch. For me. Ugh. And this whole game was just, every single time I tried to do something, it failed. And every single time he tried to do something, he got it. And I don't know what it was, but from watching other rounds, and I'm sure you'll talk about this, he wasn't the only one that had that luck.
Sure. It's a long tournament, you know?
Yeah.
There's bound to be some people who, you know, can make those rolls. So I played against a coach named Grotuk, who is from, I think he said he was from Basque region, but he lives in the U.S. and has for several years.
Oh, cool.
So he's sort of from the U.S. too. And I think he's listed as U.S. on NAF. In fact, at least at one time, and I think still he is the top rated dwarf coach in the U.S.
Oh, neat.
And he's playing dwarves. So most of his games have been over, you know, were when he lived in Spain, I guess, before. But so he won the toss and he decided to receive. So I ended up pretty lucky on my armor rolls early with, you know, dwarves beating up Skaven. I didn't lose a lot of guys in the first half of the first half. He blitzed my Rad Ogre with the Death Roller. He was playing Death Roller dwarves, the more slightly most common dwarf version.
Right. Yeah.
He blitzed up on me and didn't get me, and then kind of surrounded the Rad Ogre. So then a couple of turns down the road, I got stunned and was kind of stuck there. And eventually he fouled the Rad Ogre and casualed him out of the game. So I tried to get in his way and just sort of gum up his offense as much as I could, because dwarves are slow. So I was hoping I could, you know, make it take at least until the last turn or so for him to score, and maybe it wouldn't happen. I had a pretty good defensive screen set up on my turn seven, but he's able to, like, with his blitzes and blocks, he gets it set up where he just has to dodge for a three to score a touchdown, but he fails. So he doesn't end up scoring in the first half. I can't score back, even though the ball's out, because I had to pull everybody I had. You know, I couldn't leave anybody downfield as a scoring threat.
Yeah.
I needed everybody for that defense to even get it where it was. So we did end up 0-0 at the half, and I hadn't really taken a lot of injuries or KOs yet, but a few. They started coming at the end of the first half. He kicked to me, and I pushed a couple of gunners up. He kicked to me. I pushed a couple of gutters up the sideline, kind of. I ended up having a turnover the next turn when he had surrounded those guys, which was not good because they were in kind of a bad spot, and they both ended up getting knocked out of the game.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of way down on players, and I just decided that probably the best thing for me to do was mostly sort of turtle up with the ball and try and hold out for the draw. Since he's slow, it would take him a while to even get to where I am, and I thought maybe I could wing around and just make it take run out the time.
Yeah.
He really, like, started getting a lot of injuries about halfway through this half, and I'm getting really low on players.
As I say, is that the point where I heard you say that most likely this is going to be a draw unless something crazy happens?
Oh, not yet.
Okay.
that's coming up here.
Okay, just making sure.
So I thought he could still win because he had me, you know, pretty down on players, and he had basically everybody.
Yeah.
So I get the ball onto a gutter runner. And then I ran that guy up to about midfield. I was dodging out a guy to sort of screen him off, but failed that with a reroll. So he's able to dodge out. I had him all kind of tied up, so he has to dodge out a blitzer to come and hit me. And he makes that dodge. He hits that gutter with the ball, gets a push, he has a leader reroll and a regular reroll, I think. So he uses his leader to reroll it in double skulls.
Ooh.
So, I mean, He's still got, like, I have that gutter over there, and he's got, like, three guys in his backfield and three or four guys sort of behind me. So I'm not thinking that I'm going to, like, score off this. What I decide to do is just run the ball as far upfield as I can and then short pass it, like, to the back line.
Yeah.
Just to help secure the draw. And that punt works really good. It ends up, like, two squares from the end zone. So that was the point where I said that this is definitely going to be a draw unless something crazy happens. Cause the only guy he could have get to the ball even was a troll slayer.
Yeah.
And they can't even pass. They don't have passing at all. So he has to, like, totally walk it, like, the whole way. And he just has the one reroll. So he gets to the ball with the troll slayer, uses his one reroll to get the 4+ to pick it up. And then he go for it twice on that guy. So, you know, every one of these go for it's now is basically like match over. It's going to be a draw if he fails any of them. So he goes for it twice. I try and make a blitz on the blitzer he's going to have to hand off to it about midfield on his next turn, but I fail my go for it and can't do it. Then he goes for it twice more with that slayer, gets to that blitzer, hands off to him, and that guy goes for it so he can kind of be in scoring range for his turn eight next turn. So then I try and blitz that guy so that I can push him back an extra square, make him have to roll more, and also maybe knock the ball out. But I fail my go for it again and can't do it. And then he three die blocks off the guy I put next to him as an assist and goes for it into the end zone and makes him.
That's insane.
So it was, I mean, it's not like that crazy because these are mostly easy rolls, but yeah. There were a lot of them with no rerolls. It's just like one failure, so, and it would have been a draw. But.
So I was playing my game. I heard you do that. And yeah. At the same time, I was watching Chance's game, and his opponent was dodging into two tackle zones and doing two die uphill blocks and getting them multiple times.
Yeah, that happened two or three times in Chance's game.
Yeah. So this whole round was crazy. We ended up losing five games with one draw, and Drew.
Yes. Yeah. That was terrible, embarrassing, very low point. I mean, these guys were good. Obviously,
no,
this
absolutely.
Guy, very highly ranked coach. I think he was the best coach I played the whole tournament, and definitely better than me. But after he got that unlucky double skull and had also failed that dodge for a three to score,
yeah,
I was set up pretty good to secure the draw. And then, you know, he ended up getting lucky instead of unlucky to turn it back around. So
just happens sometimes. Nothing you can do.
I probably played too aggressive a couple times in this match and ended up getting my players into bad spots that got too many of them killed. I don't know. Anyway, this was a rough one. I felt real bad after this game.
Yeah, we all did. End of day one, we were not feeling great. We had one win, two losses. Wait, no.
No, one win and a draw. One. And one loss. So, could be worse, but bitter taste of the five-loss round.
Which reminded us too much of the six-loss round last time.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
too similar.
That night, we just kind of ignored it and enjoyed ourselves and came back the next day. We ended up being on table 103. Not bad.
Yeah.
Against, again, another Spanish team, as you would expect. Escombrera José Luis.
Yeah.
Which means...
And they had a whole thing about this José Luis guy, and I didn't really pull it all together, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
They said they really love this guy.
Escombrera means tip, according to my translator.
Interesting.
So maybe it's like they are in honor of or tipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I played a coach named Sprinks, and he played Skaven. So again, I won, so I received. Got a quick snap. I was able to KO one lineman. Almost surfed someone, but got a both down, so that kind of messed up that plan. I failed my pickup, but it was far away from him. He was able to get to the ball and move up, and kept knocking him down, but no armor breaks, as is normal. He was able to surf one of my linemen with a Rat Ogre, got a KO. I tried to surf his Rat Ogre, and then I got another both down. So I'm just not able to surf people when I get both downs.
Sure.
Got some more knockdowns, but again, no armor breaks. He gets a one die with a gutter runner, and casualties my Berserker. Then I tried to get the Rat Ogre again, and again got a both down. I was over this, so I was like, screw it, I'm just going to use a reroll. Rerolled and got a push finally and KO'd the Rat Ogre. So felt much better. I was then able to casualty his strip ball gutter runner. So I started moving up further. Still no other armor breaks, just the one. Moved Valkyrie to the side to kind of split the forces and open up for a pass if need be. He tried coming down the sideline with truly down the sideline through two tackle zones. Mm. He got a few of the rolls, but eventually he did fail. So I was lucky there. Then I caged and moved up. Not enough. He dodged three times into two tackle zones, got two die uphill on the ball carrier, and got both down. And I had to use my wrestle.
Mm.
So he was still able to do that. But luckily on my turn 8, I was able to pick up the ball and score. So he had five knockouts. He got four of them back. The one he did not was the Rat Ogre.
Ah.
And of course, I had one knockout. I did not get him back because, you know, that's fair. Let's see.
Yeah, you both missed one.
Yeah, I'm fine. don't know what my note means. Was 8. Oh, I guess I got a an 8 on the kickoff, so changing weather. He was able to get to the ball carrier and KO'd a lot. What? I don't know what my notes mean. I even typed him out and everything. But it was also getting late. Okay, so he's able to get the ball, and he ended up KOing a lineman. I got four dice on the ball carrier with tackle berserker. Oh, because I hit him twice.
Two hits with the frenzy. Yeah.
I'm just kind of typing this out and fixing it while we go. So I got two hits. So four dice on the ball carrier with my tackle berserker, but I could only get pushes. I did a crazy two-die uphill. He did a crazy two-die uphill. I need to use prepositions and pronouns. He did a crazy two-die uphill with the gutter runner to push my wolf runner out, and he casualty'd him. So that's not fun.
Hey, two-die uphills are not crazy with gutter runners. That's their bread and butter.
Yeah, but come on. So a giant scrum. I was able to use my Yeti to fill the hole and just did some amazing chain pushes, one of my favorite things of the weekend. So I was able to surf his ball carrier, went towards my end zone. My Valkyrie was able to get it, and I was able to casualty one of his linemen. So he does two go-for-its to blitz my ball carrier, gets a pal, and the ball goes right to him. Oof. Just straight to his guy, he didn't get it. Luckily, my turn, I was able to blitz his ball carrier, knocked him down, I got the ball. I tried a 2+ foul, because it was a gutter runner, and failed. I did three hits on... Sorry, he did three hits on the berserker, and finally got a casualty on him. He did a one die on the ball carrier and re-rolled it into a pal. So, just back and forth. My turn, I was able to move people off the ball. I got it. I failed the dodge, and the ball bounced to a relatively safe place. He did five dodges and a pickup roll. He had to use the dodge skill and two re-rolls, and luckily he failed. Finally. But this guy's just dodging through everything, which, of course, that's what you do. But it's really scary when he keeps doing it. I was able to pick up the ball again. He did a two-die uphill, and I was able to get a push. I got the ball carrier free. I was able to block his path. He got a both down on an easy block, and he was out of re-rolls because of all the crazy stuff. I was able to just move down, protect myself, scored on turn 8. So I ended up winning 2-0. I had 3 casualties to him having 2. So it was a good game. He was just throwing things at me left and right, and I was able to make everything work out. So,
yeah, awesome. For me, I played against a chaos team with coach Barakataka. This was definitely one of those Skaven games where, like you were saying during your game, you just sort of like throw everything at the game and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you do that, all of it works and the game's a total joke. And that's what this game ended up being. It was definitely my best game of the day. I ended up kicking the ball real deep on him and rushed the backfield with gutter runners, got an early cash on a warrior. He still got the ball, but I stripped it out, but I couldn't get to it. So he picked it up with the warrior and handed it off to another warrior and ran it kind of upfield, you know, into my half. But I blitzed him down, got the ball back, eventually passed it, ran out of range from him on turn 5. He tried to surround me a bit, so I just scored on turn 6. The next kickoff's a blitz, so I get under the ball, but I don't catch it. He got the ball back, but I stripped it back out from him. Casualty to Beastman. He tried to get it back, and he got it back. He tried to throw a long bomb. This is the only way he could score, but the ball went out of bounds and like came back in, and I was able to get it and score and go up 2-0 at the half with him kicking to me. So he kicked to me, and I got another casualty on him. So I ended up out casualty him 3-0 this game as well. He did a really difficult play with multiple dodges and got a pow on me and got the ball out. But I was able to just blitz it back out and pick it up and go for it for a touchdown. So I'm up 3-0, and I kicked to him again. He ran the ball upfield, but he was, you know, down players. And if you're down players to Skaven, you're in real bad shape usually. Oh, yeah. I blitzed the ball loose, got it with the gunner, scored again on turn 7, and we both passed our turn 8s, and I won 4-0. So this is how I wanted every game to go.
Yeah, that is that is rough.
It's awesome. I mean, I couldn't even tell anything about this guy, how well he played Chaos, anything, because this game was just like playing downhill. It didn't matter. I could have played anybody. This game was just over before it started.
Mm-hmm. Those are great games to have.
Yeah.
See, that means that everyone that round won except Michael.
Yes.
So we ended up moving up again. We got to table 66.
Yes.
Played another Spanish team called 4FAJ.
Yeah, I'm sure that stands for something.
Yeah, I have no idea, though. My coach was James. I don't know his NAF name. He played Chaos Renegades. I won the kickoff again and received again, which is like every game but one so far.
Yeah, wow.
So it hasn't worked great, but I've enjoyed it. He did end up getting a blitz, though. And he's able to get someone under the ball, and luckily he failed the catch. So I was able to casually alignman. I used jump up because he knocked one down to hit the guy by the ball. I had to re-roll it, though, so that sucked. I had to use it early. But I did get him away from the ball, so it did allow me to get it. He was able to get a 2-die uphill on the ball carrier. Ended up being just a push. This time I went down the left side. I didn't have great protection, but it was as good as I can get. He's able to get the Minotaur on the ball carrier, but ended up just pushing. I used my ball carrier Valkyrie to knock down the Minotaur, and then caged up. He moved up on me. My Yeti failed on a blitz, which really screwed me, because it left an opening on the ball carrier. But if it did, it'd be uphill. Well, he's going to do that if I don't do something. But I was able to casually his ogre was able to casually alignment. But he failed the dodge with the rat. And then my next turn, I was blitzed and stunned the elf. Again, the Yeti just refused to hit, even with someone next to him isn't doing anything. Not able to stall because I just don't have the people around to do so. So I scored on turn 6. Kickoff was a 12. Nothing major. He was unable to pick up the ball as he failed a block. I moved down and covered the ball, protected all the lines to it so he couldn't try to get to it. So he was able to get the ball even by blitzing and going through and picking it up, and he had to do a handoff, but he failed, so he had no way of scoring the half. So second half, I'm up 1-0. I have 4 knockouts, and I get 2 of them back, but not my Orphaner or Berserker. So that sucked. Second half, the weather just... So there's been a few times that I've rolled the weather, and each time it has rolled normal, and it's gone back and to the right every single game. So this, just like the other 2 times, it goes back and right. It's kind of weird, but it worked. So the ball's about 2 away from his end zone. And he, first thing he does, skull, and I casualtied one of his linemen.
Oh.
So I was able to move up, get people near the ball. I can't protect him he can still get the ball and he can pass. There's no way I can stop him from doing that, but at least have people near. He does a blitz and needs to go for it, but he failed and casualtied himself. So he was able to pick up a ball, though, and he's within range of my Yeti. So I used the Yeti on the ball carrier and, of course, failed. But I re-rolled and got it. And the whole tournament, every time I used a reroll, pretty much he got it. So he's able to knock down the ball carrier. The Valkyrie gets it, moves on down the pitch. His turn, he gets a one on a troll blitz, so he's stuck. I just move downfield. The Yeti, I tell him to move, he moves. No problem. So I'm using him to protect against the big guys. He tries to use a blitz and fail to go for it. So I just went ahead and scored again to just, if I'm up 2-0, there's no way he's going to tie. So kickoff was prayers of Nuffle. I don't know. Got a 2. Didn't even bother to look it up. Didn't matter. Ball goes straight to the line of scrimmage. He fails to pick up the ball, so it goes behind. I blitzed his... He tried to pick up the ball and failed. So then I blitzed his goblin off the ball. My Valkyrie gets a hit on someone. And then he picks up... One's a woman. Yeah, she picks the ball and goes away a little bit. Ends up getting hit. Blitz the ball carrier. Stuns me. So it kind of sucked. My Yeti, I try to get him to blitz. Again, he fails. He picks the ball and tries to do a throw teammate. He fails. My Yeti finally is able to blitz, and I was able to free the Berserker. The Berserker ended up getting the ball, passed to the Valkyrie, who caught it and ran downfield. I ended up scoring turn 8. So I got a 3-0 win, 2-2 on casualties.
Aren't those guys like passing 5?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but no problem. He got it. You know, I didn't have to do it, but it made sense to do it, and I was going to take the 3-0 win. So now this is 2 wins to start the day, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Awesome. I had played against Coach Felix. I think it's Felix with an EH at the end. He was playing Black Orcs, which I know on this show is a team that I've talked down many times as one of the worst teams in these rules. So I felt like I better not lose this game. It'd be very embarrassing.
Right.
We know I how kick that off goes. To him. Yeah. I kick off to him and I get a blitz to start. And the ball's kind of in the back corner with just a goblin by it. But I need to kind of move that goblin out of the way so it's easy for me to run a gutter under the ball. So I blitz that goblin with a blitzer, but he double skulls. So that's over. Then on his turn, he foul casualties that blitzer. So this blitz really just like threw my blitzer to the fouling wolves and killed him. He kind of ground down the field slowly, a turn at a time, fouling me here and there, vomiting with this troll on my gutter runner sometimes. He actually failed to vomit and vomited on himself, but troll armor's too good, so it didn't matter. On turn 7, I was able to make a 2-die uphill block and push a guy out of the way to open up a 1-die hit on the ball carrier. But then I scalded that and re-rolled it into another skull.
Ooh.
So he went in for the touchdown on turn 8. I set up my first one-turn touchdown attempt of the tournament in round 5, because it has never come up before now. Every drive has been like nail biting down to the last play till this point, so it's never been a possibility. But then he got a blitz and made it basically impossible for me to one turn. And I failed my first roll with the reroll anyway, so it didn't end up mattering. So I was down 1-0 at the half with him kicking to me. He starts the half off, you know, I kind of like set up and sort of touchdown range, secure the ball a bit. He throws a goblin into my backfield, but fails that. And eventually I'm able to score on like turn 4 because he's threatened my guys enough and I'm down enough on players. I can't really hold out very long. I kick it back to him. And I set up my defense with sort of the idea of just playing like really solid, slow him down defense, because Black Orcs are so slow that either something will come up and I can get the ball, or at least it'll be a draw because he can't punch it in with as slow as these guys are. And by turn 7, it's clear that the only chance he has to score is to try a throw teammate to do it. So he sort of sets up for that on his turn 7. And I get as many guys as I can next to his troll, try and do a blitz that just ended up as a push. On his turn 8, he cleared off all my guys, threw the goblin with the troll. He gets the stupid, gets the hungry, makes a superb throw. But then that goblin scatters into a tackle zone and failed the landing roll with the reroll. So I scraped out of this one with the draw. Like, this is definitely, I'm sure everybody, you know, when they read through all their rounds, there's all the reasons that I should have won or drawn or whatever.
Yeah.
This round, I was lucky to get this draw. I will say that. Like, I dodged a bullet on this one, but made it out of it with the draw. So,
this round, we ended up getting 2 wins. 3 draws, 1 loss. So we won the round again.
Yes. So if I had not gotten this draw, we would not have won. So
exactly.
It's very good. I scraped this by, at least.
Well, if you would have won, then we wouldn't have had to worry about it.
That's true. I didn't win.
That's why it's a squad-based competition. Yes. So next round, round 6, we are at table 42, moving up in the world.
Yeah.
Believe this was a Spanish squad again.
These guys were from the UK. It was our first non-US, non-Spanish team.
Terrible?
At least.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Was... Okay.
Terrible.
I didn't realize they were UK.
At least the guy I played was UK, and the people by me were UK.
Okay, well.
It could have been a mixed squad, but I think they were all UK.
Well, then they were UK. And I played Coach Rick 1980, who again was Norse. His Yeti had Brawler, he had Guard on the Berserkers, Block on the Earthrunners, and Sure Hands on both Valkyries.
Interesting.
Thought that was weird. So this is the time that I actually lost the roll, and he chose to receive. So one of the very few times. Kicked the ball off, kind of far downfield, back in the corner, nice place, and I get a blitz. So I moved up towards the ball. I put pressure from the other side, kind of like pinching, because that's what I like to do. Didn't knock anybody down, wasn't able to do much, but I was able to get people in position. And so like next turn, if he did not pick up that ball, you know, I could pounce on him. Except for the fact he ignored the ball. He completely ignored the ball, which allowed him to KO my tackle berserker. And he pushed out the Orfwerner and got a casualty.
Ooh.
Like, he overextended his people in order to get a crowd surf on my Orfwerner. And I didn't even think that was a possibility. Not even a glimmer in my mind. Just completely threw me for a loop. I blitzed with my Valkyrie to get behind his line. He still ignored the ball. Like, he's just sitting up there, and he's just going to town on my people. He fouled me with the boar and was doing a good job. I tried to move my berserker towards the ball on my next turn. It's just this giant scrum of everybody together. I was able to get a casualty on a line. No, he got a casualty on a lineman. And then he got a both down with the Yeti and failed his brawler. So his Yeti went down. I'm like, okay, good. I tried to dodge away with Berserker because I'm just down to very few things I can do. And I failed and casualtied myself. So instead of getting the ball and being like a square or two away from the end zone, unless I went for it, I casualtied myself and took out a Berserker. So that was fun. Now, finally, he goes to get the ball. He gets it, starts moving down the field. He used... his Vol carrier on my Valkyrie knocked me down, but my armor held. I was able to then blitz his Vol carrier with the Valkyrie and used Wrestle to take him down. And the ball bounced exactly to his lineman in a tackle zone, and he catches it.
Well, obviously he's going to catch it.
Of course.
That's how I've played Blood Bowl before.
God. And he was able to push my leader Valkyrie out of bounds and casually do her. I tried even jumping over the body to get the ball and do a pass, but I failed. And then he scored turn 8. Like, there's nothing I could do. I failed to get the Berserker back from KO. So, you know, my second half, I tried to get him back. And again, the Berserker does not want to come back and play. I got a 11 on the kickoff. I won, stunned one of his guys. I was able to get the ball. I went to the right, didn't have any free blocks, so I didn't hit anybody. He used his boar a couple of times, failed both. I was kind of keeping track to see how well the boars were doing, and overall, not great. The ability doesn't work too much. But he was able to dodge four times with the boar to get onto the ball carrier. And I'm so down people, and he is so up people and around me, that legitimately my best option was to do a crazy pass to the Yeti.
Whoa.
Yeti was wide open, and he was behind his line of scrimmage. So if he caught it, and he'd been moving pretty well for me, he could easily get, you know, about 5 or 6 squares away from his end zone. The problem is, it's still not great because he has both of his Valkyries in that side of the pitch. And with their Dauntless, he's just going to kill me anyways. It didn't matter because I failed everything. You know, it was like I had to do a dodge, pick up the ball, do a pass. No, I failed the initial dodge. He moved up some. He hits my ball carrier because I did have the ball at the time. I just had to dodge away. And I used Wrestle to keep myself alive. Same thing. I had to get up, dodge, pick up the ball, and then pass. I failed the first dodge. He got the ball. I tried to hit him with my Orphroner. I failed with a dodge to hit him. He scored on turn 4. Kickoff was a 3. Failed pickup. I just couldn't do anything. Like, it was a game of futility at that point. So he won 2-0. He had 6 casualties to my 0 against him.
Well, wow. Yeah, you haven't had good luck against the other Norse.
I haven't had good luck on casualties. And when my bad luck on casualties is taking me off the pitch, it's not going to go well.
Sure. I mean, in fairness, the only cash skill you have is the claw, right?
Yeah.
Just lots of block and lots of frenzy and lots of hits.
Yeah.
But still, you'd think you'd have more than that. So.
And there's later games, but like with as many times as I knock people down, it's frustrating when, like against the Wood Elf gal, you know, I knocked her down 20 times to 1 in a ratio, and she got as many casualties as I did.
Right, sure.
But whatever, that's the game.
Yes. I played against Coach Ravening, and he was playing Khorne. So I kicked to him, and I ended up with like a real early blitz on the ball, like turn 2. He kept setting up very loose cages, like more plus signs than cages. If I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
With the open corner so I can get in, even though it's 2 die uphill, but with strip ball gutter runner, that's not that bad of a move.
Yeah, exactly.
So I blitz in on turn 2, get double block skulls. He doesn't have block because it's just a corn gore with extra arms, I think. So I just take the both down. Neither of us get broken. He gets up, picks back the ball up. So then he sets up where I can do the exact same thing again next turn, blitz him 2 die uphill with the same strip ball guy, double both down again. So we both knock each other down again. I have another attempt on the ball the next turn. This time I think I use my wrestle guy because I'm like tired of all these double both downs. Even though it's better odds, it's just like one of those things where it just keeps happening.
Yeah,
but I had to make a dodge for a 2 with a dodge reroll and failed it, so I don't get that blitz. He gets the ball pushed down next to the end zone, real close to scoring, but I'm able to set up a 1 die block with my strip ball guy and my guard blitzer, and I finally knock the ball out. I pick it up and kind of run it back upfield with a few rolls. He ends up, he does like 2 dodges and a couple goal for it with his wrestle corn gore, knocks the ball out. So I have to do a pickup for a 4 because of where it scatters. But I get it, and then I hand it off and go for it totally out of range. So I got like a sure score here. He ends up doing there's a couple more turns, but he does like a block where he pushes one of my linemen out of bounds with his chaos spawn or his blood spawn.
Yeah.
And on my last turn, I could just walk in the touchdown. But I could also dodge 2 gutter runners out with dodge skill and 2 pluses to set up a 2 die, push that blood spawn out of bounds. But I decided to forego that and just score. So Drew got really mad at me that I even considered the alternative when we talked about it on the other podcast. But I mean, to me, pushing that guy out, losing him is a big deal.
Oh,
so
for sure, yeah.
It seemed worth consideration, even though I agree with him. I just decided to take the touchdown.
Yeah, touchdown is better, but that is one of those few times where you're like, well, maybe.
If I had to do one dodge for a two with dodge reroll, I might have thought about it, but two of them was just too much risk. So then I'm up 1-0. He kicked to me. I kind of pushed in a pretty quick score on like turn three, so I'm up 2-0. Then on his drive, I tried to kind of just like hamper him and hold on to the lead. I did end up knocking the ball out on turn seven, though, and I got the ball in a gutter runner. But he was able to blitz that guy, knocked the ball back out, picked it up, and he actually ended up where he had to go for it for a touchdown, but he failed.
Yeah.
So then the ball's like on the back end zone line, and I tried to pick it up with my gutter runner to secure it, but he failed the pickup, and it went out of bounds, bounced too far away for him to even get it, and ended up winning 2-0.
That's good. And yeah. Do you keep track of casualties at all?
Oh, yeah, I can look at that. I think
not a big deal.
This one was pretty close. What was it? Yeah, I had two and he had three.
Okay.
So, you know, their linemen are AV 8+, and I got the Rad Ogre and a Mighty Blow Blitzer. So,
yeah,
I can do a few casualties here and there, but he did outcash me.
Well, again, that's good. 4 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss for the squad. I was the only loss. But that game.
Yeah, even Michael won. It was his first win. He just needed 8 beers to do it.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, he had a bad start. But yeah. After, like, at this point on, his record ended up fairly good over the last 4 games.
Yeah. But we ended up on a real good high. 3 wins for the day.
Yes. After the 1-1-1 start, like, going to 4-1-1, it's like we have to do anything other than lose all 3 games the next day to not be under 500. So
yeah,
or like, I mean, even exactly at 500, like we couldn't be under, but
right, we were happy, but we were hopeful that the next day would bring us even better opportunities.
Yes.
Game 7, we ended up being at table 21 against I assume Spanish Los Galacticos.
That's what my notes say. They were from Spanish.
Yeah. I did not get the coach's name this time. I apologize. He was Chaos Dwarves, though, so not a great matchup for myself. He did win. He received. We did got brilliant coaching. I received the reroll, so that was nice. And it was nice. I was able to survive all 4 blocks. So the ball goes to the back of his end zone. I tried to get him with my Yeti. You know, he's got the 2 Bull Centaurs. I failed to go for it, otherwise I would have had 2 dice to get the Bull Centaur out of bounds. And, you know, not great, but I still wanted to try. Got the ball, ended up moving left, uses a dirty player on a foul, because, of course, he's got dirty player, and gets a casualty on a lineman. I was able to get to the ball carrier, had to use a reroll to get a pal, but I did. The ball bounced favorably to me, not to me, but for me. He was near my guys instead of near his. He pushed my berserker off the ball and then went to get the ball and moved towards the sideline. On my turn, I was able to push the ball carrier out of bounds and the ball goes towards his end zone. So I got some good openings. I dodged, go for it twice, and scored. So nice. I was able to kick to him and score. I was happy. Kicked off to him again. He got high kick. He fouled a lineman, got another casualty. I was able to get a hit in with my Yeti. Didn't do anything. His turn, he fouled again and was finally called out. So luckily, put a stop to that for a while. I was able to blitz his ball carrier again with the go for it. I got it and casually his hobo. He moved around the ball some. I was able then to get some good hits in. I dodged out, tried to pick up the ball in 1 tackle zone. I failed, and then it bounced to my lineman, and I got it. So the ball actually was being nice to me. He was able to blitz my ball carrier and ended up casualting him because that's how that works. The ball does go clear of everyone. He was able to pick it up with the bull and went for it three times and got all of them. Now, I was able to try to get to the ball carrier. I dodged away and had to go for it twice to get a two die uphill on the bull, and I double sculled. So he was able to just walk in on his turn, going into the second half 1-1. It was another coaching for the kickoff. This time he got it. I was able to get some hits in, but nothing amazing. I failed to pick up the ball, but it was in the back, so I felt pretty safe. He ended up blitzing my Yeti and gang fouled him to KO him, so that sucked. I picked up the ball. I moved down the right field. Again, I moved the Valk to the left to try to split up his forces and give me something to throw to if need be. I'm moving up the right side. He's able to casually align me. He blitzed my ball carrier. He had to go for it twice and do the hit. He had to use a reroll. He got it. The ball bounced away. He stunned my Valkyrie. Was not good. Again, I had a chance to push out multiple people. Not just one, multiple people. And I got multiple both down, both downs.
Yeah.
So that sucks. I was able to push out a Gabo, but it just went to the reserves. Then he was able to chain push my ball carrier out of bounds and get a casualty. And the ball goes, I don't remember where exactly, but in good position for him. His Habo dodges, picked up the ball in a tackle zone with a reroll, dodged out. Everyone's in a pretty big cluster. I was, again, unable to do much of anything because I kept getting both downs, so I was just not pushing people and not clearing stuff up. On his turn, he knocks a lineman out of bounds. After casually and KO and out of bounds and everything, I'm down to five people. I was able to chain push the ball carrier into my Valkyrie. I got two dice on him and double push. So there's nothing I could do. His Gabo dodged away. I tried to do I did a crazy dodge into two tackle zones to hit the ball carrier, and I failed.
He was a sure hands guy, I take it?
I don't think so.
Don't you have strip ball?
Valkyries
have strip ball?
Oh, good point. Yeah, no, he probably was sure hands then.
Oh, okay. I mean, they'd have that, so.
Yeah. And then I failed dodging with my old foreigner, just tried to get the hit and got a casualty, and he scored on the last turn. So 2-1 him, and casualties 6-1 him.
Man, another 6 casualty game.
Jeez. Yeah. It's third rough. One? Second or third, yeah.
I don't think I had 3 of those. I mean, we're both our armor 8 plus teams, but geez.
Yeah, we'll get into that at the end.
My guys are a bit crunchier. Man.
But yeah, it was a rough one. I had a couple of chances, like, and he just was able to get the stuff he needed when he needed it, and I wasn't able to, so. Yeah. I would have been happy with a tie, was not able to get a tie.
Yes, I played against Coach Saudi, who's playing Imperial Nobility, which is my first repeat race matchup of the tournament. I had played all different races till this point. It's repeat around one for me. He actually won the kickoff and had me kick to him. So this is one of the rare times that I kicked off instead of, he kicked to me. So it's one of the rare times I received. And I started the game off with the Rad Ogre Blitz where I ate my own lineman for a casualty. So that was great. But it ended up where he kind of played like a two deep full field screen a lot of this, the beginning of this drive for the first few turns to prevent me from scoring. And the kickoff result was cheering fans, ended up being bad habits, which ended up on me and my strip ball gutter runner and my mighty blow gutter runner both had loner 2+. So I kind of wanted to punch in an earlier score if I could just to get rid of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So he on turn 3 ended up where he was still doing the same thing with like the two deep screen across the field, but he just had the ogre in the center by itself. So I set up a one die block with my guard blitzer on the ogre, knocked him down out of the way, and then was able to punch in a touchdown off that on turn 4. So then I kick back to him, and I should switch my actual notes. Jeez. So I kick back to him, and I failed a rush attempt early on in this where I could have blitzed his ball carrier after he picked it up.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to. He moved the ball to like midfield, but then I'm able to blitz him and strip it all out after that and pick up the ball for a five, which I think I should have probably thrown a pass here on that other gutter runner who picked it up for the five, but I didn't. I just always afraid to pass with them being the four plus, probably too much. So he ends up knocking me down and gets the with wrestle and gets the ball back. He also knocks down the blitzer that I have in scoring range, so I can't score back to him on turn seven. So I get the ball out again on turn eight, and I could have rushed to it to pick it up, but I decide not to because I'm out of reroll, so I just stand by it. So he blitzes my guy off the ball to clear it off, dodges out his thrower to pick it up. Then he goes for it twice and attempts a pass for a four to a knight with catch and dodge who's in a tackle zone and can dodge out for a touchdown.
Jeez. Yeah.
But I get the interception. This is very exciting.
Oh, nice.
So bam, up 1-0 at the half off that interception. I mean, he needed some rolls, even if I failed that interception, but
yeah.
He had rerolls for all of it. So pretty doable. He's definitely pretty lucky there. So then I kick back to him and I get some of my players in his backfield early to threaten the ball. He even fails to pick up, but gets it with sure hands and then tries to hand it off that same thing, which fails, but he re-rolls it with catch. So I had kind of an early opportunity there that didn't work out.
Built-in skills. Gotta hate them.
Yes. I blitzed the Rat Ogre onto a cage corner, so I have it kind of next to the ball a couple of times on this drive, and he ends up kind of moving away, but I do it again. Then he has a turn where he fails bonehead on his Ogre. And unlike my first opponent who had a block ogre, he had a pro ogre. And the pro failed too, so his ogre boneheads out on one of the cage corners. But he's still able to throw a block on the rat ogre and casualties him off of the ball carrier.
Mm-hmm.
But because that one cage corner is open, I can blitz in past that bonehead ogre. I don't get him down. I get pushes, but I don't reroll it, which maybe I should have. I don't know. He moves a little farther upfield, but because of how it was, he couldn't totally screen the ball 100%. So I can blitz it again. I get a push again. This time, I think I regretted the first time and I re-roll it, but I get a push again. So don't get him down. He moves into touchdown range. And I have a pretty good blitz on him there with my strip ball guy, but he dodges a knight to block me. Like he has a 3+, 4+, 3+ dodge to get in my way, which he makes. I try and dodge him over there. I try and dodge over there to blitz him still. But I fail my dodge. He walks in the score. He has two bodyguards left, alive and one KO'd. The one who's KO'd comes back. And since my Rat Ogre's casualtied, I can't even attempt the one turn because he can do a line of three stand firm guys.
Yeah.
So we end up with a draw. So the like incapability of me in this tournament to even like try one turns was so frustrating. Like I really only got to try one the entire tournament. I had two, but that other one he got
you
a, blitz.
A blitz. Yeah,
I mean it was basically impossible. And even the one I got to try, my Rat Ogre was out, and I had no rerolls, so it was really hard. And that he set up really well, you know.
Yeah,
he played the right kind of defense. So anyway, I ended up with a 1-1 draw that I really felt like I should have been able to win after that interception, but
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do it.
Well, this round, only Nick won. You and Drew tied.
He crushed his opponent, too. I was sitting next to him. He was playing against a dwarf team. He got, like, two blitzes. He won 3-0.
Wow.
He wrecked that guy.
Yeah, so one win, two draws, three losses. We did not win that round.
Yeah.
Round eight, we ended up at table 44 with another Spanish team of Bien Masabe lovers. No idea. And I played against Coach Tannis and his Tomb Kings, where again, I won the kickoff and received. Eight games is a lot. And
yeah.
This is right where my fatigue and my brain just started shutting down. I would like to think that that's the main reason things went so bad, but I don't think it is. So I kicked off, or he kicked off, got the fine weather, nothing major. I was not able to armor break anybody. I was able to pick up the ball, started going down the right side, moved up again, sent the Valkyrie a little bit to the left. I was stupid with my Yeti, put him in bad position, and he got bad secondary hit, wasn't able to take the person. I tried to take down one of his guard, Tomb Kings, Tomb Guardians, wasn't able to do it, and then he knocked me down and casualtied my Yeti. So against a team with a lot more strength, I'm already out my strength guy. I was able to dodge, pass to my other Yeti, caught it, and moved away, you know, tried to make her get safe. He had to dodge away and go for it twice and used a reroll, and he got my ball carrier. Knocked her down.
Dodge away with Tomb Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a Blitzraw or whatever they're called now. Yeah, but yes, four plus. Exactly. Yeah. And went for it twice. So I probably should have just gone for it myself, but this is one of those things where the logic says make them do the dice roll, and he got it. And he stunned my guy. The ball goes on the sideline. I was able eventually to get the ball back again, but he blitzed, knocked me down, and got the ball. He did use his last reroll, so I was hopeful that maybe he would fail something in the future. I was able to knock the ball loose, but it went into four tackle zones of his people.
Oh.
I knocked another guy into the ball because there was no way I could even get to the ball. So I knocked one of his people down, pushed him into the ball, tried to pop it around because it was all covered. And it bounces to one of his Tomb Guardians, and he gets it. I tried to use my Valkyrie, who Valkyries with Dauntless, very nice. They worked very well in this tournament. I really like them. I went to do it on the guy with the Tomb Guardian who just had guard. I'm pretty sure I had to wrestle with that one, and I got a skull. I had no chance after that. He just walked down and scored. I think he handed it off to someone else, but pretty sure he didn't score.
It's a long
with the
walk
tomb
for
guardian.
A tomb guard.
Yeah, but still not great. Second half, got coaching result. We tied. Nobody got anything. Ball goes to the line right by three of his gobos. Gobos. Yeah. Wrong thing.
Skeletons?
Yeah. Like I said, I was getting tired. he got two casualties on the first turn, and I was able to get a knockout, so I felt kind of good. And then I hit the Tomb Guardian with Valkyrie again, with Dauntless, got a push, trying anything I can to get the ball. Nuffle basically punished me for being honest, as he does. Because he knocked down one of my people and didn't roll, and I told him, hey, you know, you forgot to do the armor break and casualty.
Yeah, I mean that is the rules.
So yeah, it is.
You can't not tell people about that.
Well, you can.
Then it's cheating.
Well, yeah.
So
Nuffle's fine with that.
I mean, there were times I didn't remind people about using Mighty Blow.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
a choice.
Absolutely. So I'm still...
And in not the World Cup, I would have done it, but...
Yeah. I'm still knocking people down. I've yet to break a single armor. So I've got everything set up to where my next turn, I'm going to hit his ball carrier. I was able to knock down a Tomb Guardian, move some people around, and I blitzed the ball carrier, stunned his thrower. He was not able to get the ball on his turn. I had a chance. All I had to do was I was able to dodge away. I just had to pick up the ball. I failed the pickup. He tried and failed, but the ball bounced to me. I had a shot to score, which basically required me to dodge, pass with the Valkyrie to the other Valk, and just catch. And as all good plans go, I failed the initial dodge and casualtied myself.
Yeah.
And he caused two more casualties the next turn.
Oh.
And I lost 1-0. He had 7 casualties to my 0.
Oof. I thought the 6s were a lot.
No, my this three game run is 6-6-7 against me.
Oh man.
So
yeah, that was rough.
I think Nick came by and asked me, "Oh, how's it going?" And I go, "I want to punch a nun in the mouth." And I was just so upset. I just shut everything down. I said, "Screw it. If someone steals my stuff, let him take it." And I just walked away.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Because we were so worried about people taking stuff. We're like, we're keeping an eye on everything. I'm like, I don't care at this point. If they take it, whatever, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was horrible.
Mm. And so close to a draw even still.
Right? Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I went in knowing I'm going to lose the casualty battle, most likely, because I have been losing the casualty battle. But I've also been able to keep it close enough to where I can get ties, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had multiple games where it's down to one or two dice rolls in a couple of situations to where I can get a tie. I didn't get a single tie.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the whole tournament.
Whole tournament. I mean, we got one more game to go, but yeah, it was not a tie.
Right, right. My turn eight match was probably my best, closest, most exciting match of the entire event, I think. I was playing against Dark Elves. The coach's name was Pergolas. I kicked to him, and on the first turn, he kind of left a path open where I could blitz his ball carrier with a gutter runner, which I did. I tried to knock the ball out. But I failed a rush to, or I knocked the ball out, but I failed a rush that I had to get onto the ball to pick it up.
Yeah.
So then he got back up and built another kind of loose cage. So I was able to blitz the ball again. But this time I get a push even with the reroll. So he ended up kind of tying up a lot of my team over on a sideline area. I had one more time where I had a good blitz on the ball carrier with my strip ball guy. But I failed a rush to do it and had to re-roll that. So I didn't have a re-roll for the block and I got a skull pow. So then he got a couple of casualties during that drive and he KO'd some of my players. So I was really in a bad spot. I just kind of stopped contesting the score at that point. He ended up pushing in for the touchdown on turn eight. And this was the first time that I really had a legitimate one turn touchdown attempt, but mm-hmm. I had no rerolls left and he'd KO'd my Rad Ogre. So I didn't have the Rad Ogre. I ended up, my first block on that was a block skull. So it just sank the whole thing. And that was that. So I went into half down 1-0 and kind of down on players. Then I got a couple of early casualties in my first drive to even things up a bit. I had the ball in kind of a good spot. So he tried really like this crazy blitz on my ball carrier. We had to dodge for a 4+ three times to, I think, push me out of bounds.
Jeez.
But it failed. So I was able to blitz my gutter runner with the ball free and do a handoff and score it on turn three to tie it up. My Rad Ogre came back from being KO'd. And things were looking pretty even at this point, player-wise. So I kicked to him and I get a blitz. I'm able to get my block dodge gutter under the ball and he catches it, but he's able to use his wrestle lineman to get the ball out and picks it back up. I blitz the ball back out, but I can't get to it. So then on his turn, he pushes me onto the ball and it scatters onto one of his guys who'd already gone and he catches it, mm-hmm. but it's elves, you know, at least this guy who hadn't already gone.
Yeah.
So then he is like next to one of my guys. So I block the ball out and I have to like dodge a gutter runner out to do a blitz to clear the ball so that I can get it and basically just score. Cause we're in his backfield area this whole time, but I double failed that dodge for a 2 with the gutter runner and don't get to do the blitz. So he gets the ball back again, but he can only really ends up setting up like next to one of my players again. So I block him down, injure that guy actually and get the ball out. And I have a gutter runner who can do a 3+ pickup and then he do a dodge for a 2 and score, but he double fails the 3+ pickup. And he ends up pushing me off the ball, gets it free, fails the pickup, but re-rolls it and gets it. So on turns, he's got kind of the ball about midfield after that.
Yeah.
So on turn 7, I have a block to clear my Rad Ogre so that I can blitz the ball carrier with him. But I double scald that block and I was out of rerolls after the failed pickup. So that guy fell down and then he moves into scoring range and I can't reach him with the blitz from anybody. So the best thing I can do is like dodge out the Rad Ogre and just go stand next to him to make it hard for him. Mm-hmm. I made the dodge actually, but then I failed one of the go for it. So I can't get next to him and he walks in the touchdown on turn 8. So
yeah.
This last drive was like, I mean, every turn we would knock the ball out and got it, like each of us. So it was crazy. I mean, honestly, I felt like I had probably slightly better opportunities to win this game than he did, but it ended up not going that way and he won. This is like the second time I feel like I had a game that I had a good chance to win and I failed those rolls and then I lost instead of getting a draw. But it was just a tough, close game. He was a really good player. So it is what it is.
Yeah. This round we had 3 draws and 3 losses. So not great.
Yeah.
We end up going down. What table did we go to round 9?
76.
76. And this is a squad, Blood and Tears. Do we know where they're from or are they just from different places?
Yeah, so I thought they were a UK squad because the guy I was playing from the UK and I think one or two of their other players were.
Yeah.
But I thought you told me that they're a PS4 group.
That's what I understood them to be, was they're a group of players that played on the PS4 and they made a squad. And I think they're maybe
from kind of different places a little bit.
Yeah. TJ Jackson messaged to me or told me when I was there that he met up with some friends that he knew from the PS4 league.
Mm.
So I'm and I asked them, do you know TJ? Go, yeah, we know TJ. So
cool.
Thinking that's what it was. That's kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So overall, I think my guy was from, I don't know, probably UK. I don't even know who he was. I was not in the best of moods.
Sure.
He played halflings and he took Deep Root. And sure. I thought to myself, if I end this tournament losing to halflings, I am going to be so pissed. Like, I'm not doing great, but.
And I mean, like, we were at 4 wins, a loss and a draw going into this day. And if we get a draw or a win at all, we'll be over 500, and we have not done that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So, high hopes going in. And again, I don't want to lose to a halfling team. I hate halfling teams. No offense to those people. I just don't like the whole going full hog onto a team and that being that your personality and blah, blah, blah. You're having fun with it. Enjoy it. Not for me. So he had a chef, obviously.
Mm.
First kickoff, he got 0 of my rerolls. And I got reroll on the kickoff. So I kicked to him because he won and wanted to receive. And it was raining. So he failed the pickup. But he used a reroll, so he was able to get it. My Yeti took down the Deep Root because I wanted to take him down because I had the opportunity. Was not able to get an armor break. I wasn't going to keep doing that, but since I had a good shot at it on the first turn, I figured might as well. I was able to get downfield. I was able to put my Valkyrie on the ball and the halfling, so I guess he did not pick up the ball. That was my bad. He used one of his 2 rerolls and failed. My 2 linemen survived their tree slaps. He failed to go for it and used his last reroll on like turn 2 and again failed to pick up. So I was feeling pretty good. I was able to casually a halfling down tree, tried to blitz the guy next to him, took root, got into kind of a weird argument and not an argument, but didn't know how this worked out because the tree's down. And there's a guy next to him, so he blitzes him. And he fails the take root.
Mm-hmm.
Can he hit the guy next to him?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact right answer to that. In the old rules, you definitely could stand up and then go for it to hit somebody next to you.
In the new rules, you can't.
Swear to it in the new rules.
In the new rules, you can as well.
Okay.
It's in the rules for standing up.
Good.
We didn't really complain about it. I told him I'm not sure. I have my opinion, but I'm probably also biased because I don't want you to hit me. I'm like, you're welcome to call a judge. And we just like, nah, let's just not worry about it. So we didn't.
Sure.
So I got lucky there. I was able to move up my Valkyrie, got her free, secured the area, secured her, secured the ball, put the Valkyrie in the corner, and just had a cloud of people by her. Just was like, if you want to come get me, you're going to have to dodge through, you know, 3-4 times of two tackle zones each. Unless he throws somebody. So he threw somebody.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I didn't think about, but of course, why wouldn't you? He got there. He failed the landing and casualtied himself. So it's like, sweet. So I stayed there and wasted some more time. And then he tried again, and the halfling goes around and falls again and knocks himself out. So I was able to score on the last turn, going into the second half up 1-0. He got 2 of his 4 knockouts back. Not a big deal. His chef only took 1 reroll, so that was nice. I failed my pickup because of the rain. Didn't think much about it because, you know, it's in the far backfield. What's he going to do? Oh, yeah, he's going to throw somebody. Yeah. So he threw with deep root. He landed. He picked up the ball in a tackle zone in the rain and then dodged out. Went for it 3 times because that guy had sprint. I totally forgot. And he got a touchdown.
Oof.
It's like, oh my God, I am not going to lose to a damn halfling team. So that was very annoying. So ball comes to me again. Wasn't able to do anything on the line because, of course, trees. And this time I made sure to get the ball and had someone there in case I didn't get it, but I was able to get it. Deep root through again. He lands again. He blitzes the ball carrier and just got a push. So I was able to move down, protect myself. I was able to crowd surf a halfling, got a casualty. 1 turn of his, the deep root casualtied my Yeti, but not a big deal at that time. Tree casualtied a lineman, and he casualtied himself on a dodge with a halfling. I casualtied another halfling. He's getting low on people. I've knocked people out. He's used all of his people, and I scored on my last turn. And he went 0-4 for KOs.
Oof.
So on the last turn, the ball goes right towards the trees, right on the line. And he only has 3 halflings. So the halfling had to go for it to get the ball to give to the halfling in front by the tree. And he failed to go for it. So I ended up winning 2-1. Casualties this time were 5 for me and 3 for him. So that was better, but at least I did not end the tournament losing to halflings.
Yes. And helped us on our way to maybe win the round.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I played against a coach named Fez, F-E-S-Z. He was playing Underworld, which I haven't played against a lot in the new rules, and they definitely seemed really good, but
you can play him on.
Had like
you can play him on Blood Bowl 3 now.
Yes, I know they added them on there. he had like max swarming a couple of times, and it was just real slog to play through. I had 3 wins and 2 draws and 3 losses at this point, so it's like I really at bare minimum wanted to get a draw just so I could be above 50% and ideally get a win, but we'll see how it went. In this game, I won the kickoff, and I decided to receive because he was playing Underworld, and I thought this time maybe I could get some casualties and an early advantage. So I went the Steve route, and it worked out the Steve way, where I didn't. he did like a lot. He put 3 snotlings on the line, and I did casualty 1 of them, but the other 2 just kind of didn't get knocked over really. This drive, I ended up kind of like pushing some guys, you know, some gutter runners and some other guys up into one of the corners in scoring range. And he jammed some guys around him, tried to foul me, didn't really end up getting me out of the game. I was able to score on like turn 5, but he beat me up enough. I couldn't really hold out much longer. I wanted to make sure I got that touchdown in. At the start of his drive, we both got another casualty, but he ends up where he hands off to his gutter runner and has him near the sidelines and just barely touchdown range, like two across the line. And I'm able to blitz him with my strip ball gutter runner. I have to use two rerolls for some dodges and the block and stuff to get to him, but I do get the ball out. I don't knock him over. And on his turn eight, he tries to do a pickup and handoff to the gunner runner to make the dodges and sprints to get the touchdown, but his thrower double failed the pickup. So I was able to go into the half up 1-0, even though I felt kind of down on players.
Yeah.
I kicked to him. I only have one of my linemen left, so I ended up putting like my block and wrestle gutter runners on the line. I don't know if that's definitely was the right call. It didn't work out great.
That seems dangerous.
It is, but it's like that, or I have to put my Rad Ogre on the line against his troll, and he had Glart smash rip, so.
Good point.
Or like my block, or my Mighty Blow blitzer, who I really wanted to use to try and hit him, and that was, or my thrower with leader, so it's like I just don't have anybody else.
No, there's no good options.
Yeah. We got a riot on the opening kickoff, so we lost a turn to that. And both my block dodge gutters got pow'd. He didn't have any tackle or anything, so I was hopeful maybe they'd stand up, and they did not. He foul casualty'd one of them.
Yeah.
I KO'd a couple more of his snotlings. He ended up kind of setting up on the sideline just in touchdown range. So I blitzed my Rad Ogre onto a snotling who's near his cage, KO'd that, or casualty'd that guy, and stood the Rad Ogre next to the thrower. But he was able to blitz him off, get the thrower free, went in for the touchdown. So then on my turn seven, which is the last turn because of a riot, he has four KOs, including two snotlings, I think. It might have been three. But he got all four KOs, which lets him have exactly three snotlings, so he could put all three on the line with the stand firm, and I again could not even try for a one-turn touchdown. Jeez. So I ended up getting a draw, though, at least.
Well, that's three wins, one draw, and two losses for that round, which gave us a win.
Yes. We pulled it off, ended up with five wins at least.
Yeah. Overall record, what was five wins?
Three loss and one draw.
One draw, three loss, yeah. Mm-hmm. 5-1-3. Not what we wanted, but not horrible.
If coming into the tournament, I knew we were going to finish 100th. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah. And we finished 99th. I'd like
to be in the top quarter, but that's only a couple more spots.
Yeah. We finished 99th, so it's not bad. And yeah, we truly had the same points as people higher, but yeah, like tiebreakers. In the
70s, I think.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
If anyone is curious, my overall casualties for the tournament was a negative 22.
Oh, God.
I had 16 to 38 against me.
Wow.
That means I did not even average two a game.
Yeah. And you played multiple teams where you could have gotten several, like Wood Elves, and the
Skaven,
Halflings,
you know, Norse. And even,
yeah, that's true. You played Norse twice.
Even
yeah.
Khemri, unless, you know, you're going after the big guys, they're relatively low.
They do have sevens, yep.
It doesn't matter. I can't. The one thing I cannot control is dice. So I knocked a ton of people down. I didn't get a whole lot of casualties. They knocked me down a lot. They got a ton of casualties. That's just how it goes. And then, I guess
I had,
wrap it up with
I had
the
17 to 24 on my casualties. So
I have
not nearly where you were at.
Also, I have you as 17 and 25 minus eight.
Maybe one of mine's wrong by one.
Yeah, that's
I bet in round one or two, I didn't write down a casualty that they did because it was from not a block.
Yep.
I don't have it in my list.
Yeah. From the official results, Drew was plus six, Chance was plus 10, Nick minus nine, you minus eight. Michael was only minus two. And
well,
yes, three
Mighty Blow guys.
That's true. And I'm sitting over here with minus 22.
Yeah, 22. Goof. Jeez. I mean, I expect to be minus casualties playing Skaven.
Yeah. But
not that much, because I feel like I'll do a lot.
So, other than that, we did the, we tried to listen to the awards, but we left early because it was, couldn't hear what was going on. There was no visuals telling us who was getting what. Mm-hmm. So it was very much just like, yeah, we could just leave. And it's probably not the best thing to do. I had every intention of running up there, taking photos of everything. So, you know, we could post it to the website. Or
We even did do that.
To Facebook. Yeah, we ran up there.
You couldn't tell what they were from because you just couldn't make out what the PA noise was saying, and they didn't have it on the board. So
yeah, last time, you know, it would be like number one Skaven coach, and it'd show the number one Skaven coach name, and I think it showed second and third place too, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool, but this time, it's just one of those things. They didn't have it, so we left early and put a wrap to the World Cup.
Yes.
Do you want... This is already pretty long. Do we want to just end it here and then give our final summation and input? Not final episode. We got plenty of stuff to talk about, as long as people are listening. But
right,
we could wrap and then come back with like suggestions and stuff we didn't like and we did like. And we got kind of already did that, but we could do it more.
Yeah, no, I would think so. I mean, it's got to be like the longest episode we've had by a mile. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully people enjoyed. These are the hardest things to do because it requires us taking notes and then correlating the notes, trying to understand what I wrote down when I did it, and even then not being sure. So.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, I'm always afraid that reading off like how my matches went is a little bit like telling people about my fantasy football team and no one's going to care. But
well, that's the weird
when
thing.
When I hear it on other podcasts, I don't mind listening to people's tournament reports. So well, hopefully it went okay.
That's the weird thing, though. It's like I personally don't give a rat about any of this.
Right. Like,
I about would even not your listen. Own. No, I would not listen to this because it doesn't work for my brain. Like, yeah, cool. You did this. You did that. But whatever. You know, I don't need to know play by play. Some people love it. Like,
yes,
they will just eat it up. They want more of it. So for all you people who have listened this far and enjoyed it, awesome. If you listened and didn't enjoy it, I'm there with you. I completely understand. But we'll be back next time talking about more random BS. So I got nothing else to say, so I will say ciao for myself and Drew, and up to you.
Sayonara.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.